This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Most large office buildings outsource their janitorial services to cleaning companies. Those companies often hire contracted workers. And compared to other parts of the state, South Florida's contracted office cleaners earn among the lowest wages, according to a recent study. There's a new push in Miami-Dade to unionize commercial office janitors to get better wages and working conditions. The protest signs read, "Could you live on $8.46?" About 24 janitors, mostly women, are marching and holding brooms up in the air in front of Miami's tallest office tower, the Southeast Financial Center in the heart of downtown. Most of the commercial janitor workforce in Miami-Dade is made up of immigrant women from across Latin America and the Caribbean, and they typically earn less than $9 an hour. Inez Judge is from Haiti, and she works after hours, cleaning the bathrooms inside the financial center. She says she wants a living wage, and she wants that for her coworkers too. Her employer, Harvard Maintenance, did not respond to WLRN's request for comment. Judge works 20 hours a week. She says she struggles to pay her monthly bills. When she talks about maybe taking a vacation someday, there's just no way that's going to happen, she says, not with her current pay. Miriam Alba is from Nicaragua. She's worked in the cleaning and janitorial industry for more than a decade. She says one of the few times workers get raises is when the minimum wage goes up. Alba says she barely knows when it's her grandchildren's birthday or her own birthday because she works 7 days a week to be able to pay her rent. She wakes up at 4 a.m. to work at a restaurant, cooking food. In the late afternoon, she might get a private job cleaning someone's home. And late at night, she used to work at a co-working and office building in Miami. Judge and Alba are part of the Justice for Janitor movement in South Florida to unionize contracted commercial cleaners. They're working with SEIU, Service Employees International Union. Alba was a vocal organizer at her old job at the Cambridge Innovation Center, or the CIC, in Miami.
Demanda de nosotros son aumento salarial, derecho a salud, derecho a vacaciones, derecho a día libre.
She lists some of their demands. A salary increase, right to vacation time, right to health care. Alba recently quit after she says she was singled out by her employer for organizing, but she's still working with other janitors to unionize. The company she used to work for, Coastal Building Maintenance, denies any wrongdoing or mistreatment of workers. In a statement to WLRN, a spokesperson for the company wrote, "CBM treats and has always treated its employees fairly and meets industry standards for both wages and benefits." The janitors have gotten support from some of the tenants in the buildings they clean. Several joined the protest at the CIC building a couple months ago. Logan Mesa works for Soul Sister Collective, a nonprofit that focuses on young women of color and inequality.
People need to get paid and make sure that they have enough to be able to provide for their family. And if it's just the custodial staff that's out here, it makes it easier to be ignored.
Local elected officials have also joined the janitors in calling for a living wage.
Buenas tardes!
Cindy Polo is a Florida state representative. Her district includes parts of Doral, Hialeah, and Miramar.
This group of hard workers, all they want is to be able to provide for their families. But what they also want and need is to be treated with respect, which includes a livable wage, benefits, time off to be able to take care of sick loved ones.
A recent study from UCLA Center for Neighborhood Knowledge and SEIU found compared to other larger cities, Chicago, Denver, Baltimore, Miami's janitors earn about $3 less an hour. And when adjusted for cost of living, contracted commercial janitors in Miami also earn less than their counterparts in Tallahassee, Gainesville, and Tampa. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.